Thomas C. McKnight Jr., concluding the previous transcription, a letterhead for the patient, Susan Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S. It is addressed to Enloe Health. Below that, it should say Enloe Primary Care, 1601 Esplanade, Chico, California, 95926. The phone is 530-332-7148. Fax is 530-893-6034. And this is entitled Letter of Qualifying Disability, and it's addressed to whom it may concern. And then it should say, Suzanne Graves is a patient in my clinical practice of neurology. And then it should say, she has been a patient since April of 2023, new paragraph. Suzanne presented with a history of cognitive decline, having suffered two previous head injuries. New paragraph. Her clinical evaluation disclosed presence of a bilateral subacute subdural hemorrhage that has improved over a period of time. She was found to have patches of T2 flare weighted hyperintensity in the bilateral cerebral hemispheric white matter and thalami and basal ganglia capsular complexes. Subparagraph, these findings are consistent with ischemic cerebrovascular disease, a cause of cognitive decline or dementia. New paragraph. She underwent diagnostic electroencephalography in August of 2024. Which showed multiple episodes of right frontocentral sharp and poly sharp wave activity spreading to the left hemisphere throughout the entire record, consistent with electrographic seizures. New paragraph. With her presentation and history, further testing included an amyloid PET-CT evaluation completed at Sutter Health, subparagraph. This was a positive examination showing frequent loss of gray-white differentiation compatible with cortical amyloid beta deposition. New paragraph. Her laboratory testing showed no other obvious risk factors on comprehensive testing for medical disease producing brain injury or dementia. New paragraph. She completed two forms of dementia screening evaluations, the AD8 dementia screening interview with a positive showing a score of 6/8 with her demonstrating problems with judgment, reduced interest in hobbies and activities, word and thought repetition, difficulty learning and utilizing tools, difficulty with recollection of such things as the month and year, trouble handling complicated financial affairs, trouble remembering appointments, and daily problems with thinking and memory. New paragraph, she completed the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, parenthesis, capital MOCA, in parenthesis, with a score of 17/30. Normative is greater than 26. She demonstrated some difficulties with visuospatial and executive functioning, clock drawing, delayed recall, slightly reduced language, serial abstractions, a problem with attention, period. Her ambulatory electroencephalogram was abnormal, showing the presence of seizures. New paragraph. She has been treated for the seizure disorder with some clinical improvement in recurrent spells of epilepsy. New paragraph. She still has difficulty with cognitive function. New paragraph. As such, I don't believe that Suzanne Graves at this time has the normal capacity for financial and self affairs. New paragraph. Please regard this woman's history and presentation in compassionate terms of assistance. And sign respectfully with my professional signature.